But I'm a goddess, a sadist, an owner type.
An owner?
Yes.
Okay.
What's an owner?
An owner,
No, we're completely uncensored. Like, you don't have
to. No. I was trying to. I'm an owner. You belong to me. Like, this isn't a. It sounds in such a bad way, but your whole identity as a person is taken away. Like, I own you. You are what I say you are. You are mine.
Are we having slaves then?
Do I have slaves? I do have slaves.
That's what that means then. You're an owner.
Yeah. Yes, but they're more than slaves. This isn't like a, like, it's not a, my owner goes to, my ownership goes to like my goddessness. Like, it's a, in your eyes, I am everything. I am the sun.
So that person, so who, that person, whoever it may be, they worship you. Like, you,
yes,
are.
Yes, that's that. Like, I am.
You are the breath. Okay.
I am oxygen that you need. Like, that is.
You, so, she is the wind beneath their wings.
So it's different levels too, but it's just, no. That's literally, it's, I own you. Like, it is a, you don't wake up thinking like, oh my God, it's like shining. Like, no, think of, it's me.
What is the extent of said worship?
I'm intrigued, right? Yeah.
Like, is, are, let me rephrase that. Is there a certain way that they have to worship you at, with, like, is your, is goddess dom, right? Like, God is your goddess dominant role, like 24/7, or is it something that you turn on, turn off?
That depends on each relationship, okay, that I have.
Gotcha.
For me, there's no, it's no, it is what it is. That's just kind of how it's been my whole life. Like, but to each relationship, it goes, mm-hmm, it has its own parameters. There's, yeah, some that are all the time, like, only things you get to do without my permission are pretty much essential that you do to life. Go use the bathroom, breathe, you know, like things like that.
Work out,
you know. Like,
work out, hope, right?
Listen, you have to take care of yourself. You have to, you have to pay your worship.
Pay your goddamn bills, motherfucker. Like, yes, you still have to.
So, right. So it doesn't really work. She out here busting her ass. Yeah, oh, that's kind of fucked up.
That makes no fucking sense. Right, yeah.
Work. So this isn't just something where it's like you just meet up with somebody and you guys, you know, do it, play your roles and however you do it. This is something that's like an ongoing thing. Like, when you two aren't together, he's still paying tribute to you. And they, I'm sorry. They, I'm sorry.
Multiples.
I am for everybody. Everybody is for me.
Okay.
As long as you, all you have to do is worship me. That's
okay.
Appease to my goddessness, and you are, listen, there are no boundaries you can cross. I don't care. Like, okay. Listen, I have a God complex. I definitely have it. I've had it since I was. Spoiled children have a certain thing about them. It's a certain just attitude that you just can't. You can tell them, yeah, like, listen. I'm telling you, I know. The men in my life, since I was a kid, the men in my life, like, they weren't submissive men. Like, don't think they weren't submissive, but they put me as a particular child on a pedestal. So it was a whole different vibe. Like, men don't have to be submissive to be mine. Like, you can be, you can still be very dominant and. But, like, listen, I am still going, like, it's still, whatever way you see it, I am still, it's still going to be me on a pedestal. Like, that's a, I don't know why they did it. I don't know the monster they knew they were creating. But, listen, they did it.
They did it. And it's here. And it's here to stay.
I asked my dad that. I was like, listen, who did all of this? Who's fighting that? He's like, he was the youngest of all the kids. Wow. And I was the only kid for a while, and I was a daughter. I was like, listen, I was spoiled rotten. Life humbled me, though, so I'm not a spoiled adult, but.
It kind of sounds
I
like
found
it.
A
it sounds like it.
But I found a community where it's, at first it was just all the time with everybody. Like, it took me a while to get out of that. I thought everybody was supposed to give me what the fuck I wanted.
Oh, like, oh, I'm just, oh, but, oh, hold, okay, hold up. Time out. Now we're getting more insight of who she really is. She just said, hold up. Before I've gotten this shit, I thought I was a shit motherfucker. That's what you said, right?
Life humbles you. It's like I have a thing. Yeah. You either humble yourself or life will do it for you.
For sure will. Yeah,
listen.
Right.
So in this type of a relationship, do you have a, like a, I don't even want to say use that word, but do you have a traditional relationship as well? Or is it?
I have a relationship outside of kink.
Okay.
I have like the most vanilla of vanilla-ist. And if you don't know, vanilla is just boring. Like, it's just plain. It's just not any speck of color of kink.
Okay.
It's not. Like, it's just a...
Gotcha.
Like, vanilla is just a whiteboard. There's no splash of pink ever on it. So, I've had those. I have them. It's very situational.
She said, I'm a pimp in kink and I'm a pimp outside of kink.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. She said, I have multiple.
I'm both communities.
What I hear is she's Batman.
Right.
Okay.
She's Bruce Wayne by day.
And God is by night.
Or Harvey Dent. I don't know.
You seem kind of, yeah.
No, that's what's up, though.
Yeah.
Because whatever it is, I mean, you've constantly been smiling, so you must be happy, so.
I'm high as shit. You have no idea what I've been doing since I got here, okay? Like, listen.
Well, she's very happy. I was correcting my assessment.
I think we're all smiling a lot right now. We're all pretty much.
I'm like the third person that's pointed that out.
She just can't stop smiling. She's like, I'm cool.
I am.
I'm in my goddess smile.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so I'm going to just go ahead and just offer some information.
Okay.
I want you guys to ask questions. Because I have such interesting answers, but I don't know interesting information to offer, you know?
Gotcha. Whatever you want to drop us about the kink, whatever you think we should know about, or
some other kinks you're interested in exploring. Something that has happened that may have turned you off from somebody.
Experiences, whatever. And hey, you know, open forum.
Something that I really love. I really get off on. It is the best thing ever. You ever see me outside of here? I like the most adorable thing ever. Like, it is, you'd be even surprised to know, like, the sadistic shit that I'd be thinking about looking at people walking down the street. It is crazy. Like, I walked into a party once, and one of the other sadists there, she's dying because she's like, you walking in looking all cute with this little dress on and your little puff balls and your sucker. Like, you just look so adorable. Some guy's like, yeah, like, you said you were, like, a submissive, right? And she dies laughing. She's a sadistic bitch. That bitch is... I like watching her. Like, she's a whole turn on. Like, anyway, so... I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely a submissive. What? Like, when did I tell you that? Like, where do you remember that from? He told me this whole story that never happened, right? Mm-hmm. Not once did I ever tell him I was submissive. And I'm just like, damn. And then she gets to talking about how she once saw me... She likes to throw these Pegapaloozas.
Okay.
That's her name. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she said. So she talks about one time where she's doing this cock ball torture session.
What?
So it's like.
What?
So there are people.
Okay.
Who are turned on by like having their balls and their dick like very like tortured. You like the clothespins, you can put like needles through. Like, I've done like the little needle sessions.
Okay.
Yeah.
No judgment here, but I'll pass on that bullshit though.
Listen, you don't just jump into it. You don't jump into it.
So you just own, you know.
I would hope not.
Safe space.
Yes.
Safe space.
Yes.
Not my cup of tea though.
True. It's not everybody's cup of tea. It's really not. But my fet name is Goddess of Pain.
Got some pain.
Ah.
Hold up,
man. Well, then.
Hold up. Okay, now.
She's going to stab your balls.
Yeah. I'm not always the sadist, okay?
Okay.
I'm not all.
But you're a sadist, Dom. That's what you said, right?
When people meet you, they like think. When you get a bus and they give you that all the time. That's why I'm a goddess more than.
Goddess. Okay.
Say this. Sadist is third. She's like one of the top groups. She's third.
Okay. All in the same.
Yeah, but they're all in the same.
All in the same.
Well, no, because she could be a goddess dom mode, but not.
Not necessarily a sadist, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not always a sadist. I enjoy it, but I'm not always a sadist.
So do you do do you do emotional sadist stuff like Ben does? Like, just fuck with people for the sake of fucking? That shit is fucked up.
But it's kind of fucked up.
Liked it. I would want to do shit like that to people, too.
Because sometimes it's good. It's the vent. Yeah. And then it'd be a great venting exercise.
As long as she likes that, that's her thing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to just annoy her, because then you're not getting no.
Every encounter has to be, you know, a safe space, right?
No.
It shouldn't be a safe space for anybody?
I have patience. I have a lot of patience.
Okay.
I have so much patience, I think, like, it's amazing, usually. Mm-hmm. But don't piss me off. Like, don't intentionally piss me off either. Because then my patience jumps halfway, and then it jumps like a whole. You only have two tries. Like, halfway, then it's gone. Like, don't intentionally piss me off. Because I'm super cool. But don't intentionally piss me off. I'm too much in a happy mood to be pissing me off.
I have a question about the whole kink life, and then, you know, the goddess dom, sadistic, whatever. Like, Is this more of a? I'm wondering, like, how sexual is it? Because most people don't understand. Like, some kinks aren't sexual at all, whereas some may lead to some type of, I don't know, sexual contact, release, whatever. But it's like, so when you're going through your things, like, how much, if any of it is sexual?
A lot of it's sexual.
Okay.
The way a type of first worship intimate session with me is like, I love the feelings of lips, teeth, and tongue. Like, and you can use them in any combination. Like, but it's the softness of the lips, the sharpness of the teeth, and then the relaxation of the tongue. Like, it's a, any combination you use, it works together. It's like a first session with me, like, it's a whole sexual thing, but like, there will never be like anyone's name, but you can kiss all over my body, but you can use your lips, teeth, and tongue only. Like, that's a,
okay,
but that's a first step to see how you do, because I do like to be pleased, I like to be pleasure, I like to be relaxed. And you do that through connection, like touching in particular. Our bodies are stressed enough throughout daily fucking life. Like, listen. I like to be relaxed. So, like, it gets sexual. It gets sexual. Some of my more masochistic subs, those are the pain lovers. Those are the ones where, like, I'll poke their balls with needles. So the masochistic ones.
Poking
balls. It was so funny. I don't like them. Anyways. So, like, I have those. Like, those subs, it's you get up to them begging you to please them. Like, I mean, in a more uncomfortable area of people, but like the anal region for a guy, like, there's the guys that like to be pegged. Them, they like, they will beg me to, like, they are begging me to get pleasure out of what I'm doing to them. That's a whole goddess thing.
You ain't hurt motherfuckers, is you?
Am I hurting them?
Oh my god.
If she wanted to, she's a masochist, man.
Right.
I'm saying this.
The masochist asks you to do it.
Right.
So, if somebody's asking you to hurt them, why are you not going to?
For those of you that don't know, pegging is when a woman puts on a strap on and just goes to work. Oh, yes, that is what that is.
That's fucking a man with a dildo.
That's pegging, yes.
That's pegging.
That's a lot more than pegging. Pegging is just thumb, you know, ass play.
That's just anal play. Pegging is the strap on. Like, that's what that is. It's pegging.
You're real.
It's real. That's fucking.
your woman fucking you with a dildo on.
See, that's too long. Just say Peggy. Like, just say Peggy. Everybody knows what you're talking about.
That's too long. That's too long to say.
That's too long. Like, just, you know, it's, it already got its title.
But there's no judgment. Always a safe space for whatever you do. But
there's something for everybody. Everybody needs different things. Right. Listen,
exactly.
One thing I love about kink, and I really hate about the rest of the world, like, you can't judge a person for what turns them on sexually.
No,
you can't control that.
No.
That's not something we can control. So, like, you can't judge them for it.
Which I give two fucks about, really. You know what I mean? I respect how you do yours, but, you know.
I have this one guy who's like, I went to one of his parties and he fell in love with me. Like, and, but like, he, the other dom I was talking about, I was like, this is, so she's into pegging too. Like, she's really into, and he has to all, and it pisses me off because, like, I got it the first time you said it. I got it the second time you said it. I was pissed off by the third time you said it. Like, listen, I got it. But he has to make it known every time that he's not into that. And I'm like, okay. Oh, fucking K. Like, I got that the first three times you said it. Like, listen, I never asked you about it. I didn't even bring it up. Right. Like, you know, so, like, it'd be, you, people make the, you know, you respect.
And what ends up happening, though? What ends up happening? He ends up getting pegged?
I haven't done it. No, no, no.
Somebody,
I haven't,
right?
Like, listen, you know? It's just a, when I say those things don't annoy me,
right.
Like, you don't have to bring, every single time, you gotta bring it up.
Hey, like, hey, I don't like pegging. Did you hear me? Okay,
he
don't like it.
He's like, yeah, but like, that's not, he's like, real, like, and I'd be like, stop. He's like, let it go. Like, where did you even bring this up? How did this even go to the conversation? Where did this fit in? Like, that's how we get this guy. I'm like, where did this even fit in?
I don't like my toes licked.
So he's throwing hints at you. He's throwing hints at you. That's what that is.
I'll tell you again later.
You don't got to. Like, listen. Mm-mm.
He's throwing hints. Yeah.
Right. He's a masochist. He said, I don't like it.
I want it.
Right.
I want it right now. I want it right now.
I don't like it. I need it. I love it.
Yeah. No.
All right. Y'all got any more interesting questions?
No.
I really want to ask me something interesting, please. Ask me something interesting.
I mean, I really don't even know, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't either. I know. Okay, I ask her.
I don't know. How many guys have you pegged?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
So that's the whole thing for you, are you?
Yeah, like, I told you, like, this lady throws whole parties.
Oh, so you?
Oh, shit.
Wait, she you got trains on dudes? Like, hold on. You trains on niggas? Like,
they have a prison party.
It's a prison party.
It's a drop the soap.
I have. But it can happen.
Oh my goodness.
It's mad chicks with strap ons and one booty hole. This thing's just like,
matter of fact, I had a girl once hit me up because that's exactly what her boyfriend wanted for his birthday. He's wanted a room full of women with strap ons.
He was probably like 6'5", 275.
Like, he wanted a hole, and that was it. It was just a hole. He just wanted, to be game banged by a bunch of women with strap ons.
Get ran?
Yeah. I mean, of course, like, we was like, the females was messing with each other too, but yeah, he just wanted, that was it. It was just
they
him.
Get bored watching this nigga get fucked.
It was just him. He was the only guy there. It was a whole room for him.
Wow.
Nah, I'm cool.
That was quite an enjoyable time.
I'm glad you had fun. This idea of it is not appealing.
So do women get, like, so, what pleasure do women get out of pegging?
Let me tell you this. Listen, I swear to God. The only thing that can make me more of a nigga is if I had a dick. I swear to God. Like, we would never be able to understand what that is, right? So, like, let me tell you. Like, listen to this. Understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
The closest thing that a man can ever feel to, like, vaginal things is anal. Like, that's just that. That's the closest you can ever feel. We will never know what it's ever like to actually put your dick in something. We can't know that. The nerves just develop differently, okay? They just develop differently, and you don't know. And I swear to God, the only thing I want to know is, like, what it's like to have one.
It feels amazing, for one, to be in some pussy, I'll tell you that much. It feels amazing. And extensions of you. Oh, my goodness. It's a fucking amazing.
What's it like to have a penis?
You know what? That's something that I've never thought about.
I have never thought about that until now.
But like, that's what I'm just saying. Like, we would, and it's like, that's like the only thing. Like, listen, I love women. I probably love women more. Like, listen, you don't understand. I love women. Like, I enjoy men too. But listen, I love women. Like, it's a, but like, if I could just know what it's like, really, I just want to know what it's like to get my dick sucked. Particularly by me. I want to know what it's like to get it sucked, but I need to know the answer to life. Like, if I knew the answer to life, I would understand a lot of shit. I need to know what makes
you suck. She wants to know. You have the answer.
Her dick sucked by herself.
So what you just said is, she has the answer.
I need to know.
Are you willing to share?
Am I willing to share? If I had the answer, I can never have the answer.
You got that.
I understood his question.
I can't hear it. Okay.
I know that's not the first time I heard a chick say that.
As I've definitely heard things to this extent before.
Yeah. But I don't want to know what it's like to have a vagina.
I have no interest in that.
Like,
I know what it feels like.
It's warm. It's a heavenly place to be.
Very much so.
I don't want to own one. And no. I don't want to understand the experience of somebody
I know what I've done to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I
know what it's done to me.
Right. I don't want any parts of it.
Having a penis, it depends on your penis. If you're self-conscious about your dick, and you feel a certain type of way about its length and girth, you may not be happy with the penis.
Even if, no matter what type of dick you have, when you're by yourself in private, like, listen, only you know exactly what feels good when you jack yourself off, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So these women know the same thing about our pussy. We know exactly what to do. Da, 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 da. So no matter how much you love your dick or any of that, you know exactly what it feels like when it feels good, right? I need to know that.
Hey, Richard Pryor told a joke. He said, man, ain't gonna never be no pussy as good as my hand.
And that's a good damn truth.
Yes, exactly. You know exactly what it feels like. It's like a
volcano erupted.
Right. It is. Bro.
It's like, literally feel it broken like, up.
You ever listen, I know everything about how it feels except how it feels on the nerve ending of y'all side.
Okay. That's fair.
You ever seen a TV show where they depict time travel? And it's like all these flashing lights and you're like going through this tunnel of shit as all...
Yeah,
that's what it's like when you're right there. You are right on the cusp of blasting off. You are literally like having a quantum leap experience. You don't know what person you're going to be at the end of this.
You become something else in the transition.
It's like something enters your body and exits. Like
bullshit. I think like. Anytime
like a warm hug from
you had that nut, as a woman, you should look at it like Russian roulette. Who is this nigga gonna be after this nut? Because honestly, like, depending on who this nigga
is, it is who I want you to be. You won't be who I want you to be.
That nigga might turn retarded at this shit.
I control all of that.
Swiss religious
I control all of that.
That's why it's a place for everybody. You know, Dom, say this.
Now listen though, I do have a bit of a masochistic side. I do like pain inflicted to a point. Only to a point to where I know.
Hence the teeth part.
It's like a sharp. It's like a. You ever have like something real soft and you need something crunchy to. You need something crunchy to like break up the
cereal. Definitely needs cereal. Crunchy shit. Apple Jacks.
Yeah, but no, they get soft. I mean, sometimes you got a salad and they throw in croutons.
I'm fucking croutons.
But I don't either. But you know they throw it in there to break up to make it crunchy.
Yeah.
They to add
the salad's supposed to be fucking crunchy though. I don't want a limp ass salad.
They not as crunchy as the croutons.
Salad's in Detroit is terrible.
So we gotta get Vanity on real quick.
Y'all books, I gotta go.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
My shirts say Detroit by nature.
Oh. Yeah. So we got right there. Miss, I don't know what I should address you as.
Vanity Vixen, please.
Vanity Vixen, there we go. Okay. So she's also the, I don't know, you know,
the co-host of the Detroit Black Munch.
Okay.
Hey.
What's up, Vanity?
Which popped hey, off here at the Black Fire Club yesterday, for those who did not make it.
Yeah.
What you saying? It happened yesterday. It was a Black Munch yesterday.
So what is your position here at the Black Fire? Like, what do you do here?
So here at the Black Fire Club, I am the Black King, and that means I am the manager. I run. Can I call?
Yeah.
I'm also the dungeon monitor as well to make sure everyone minds their P's and Q's.
So, okay. what are the I don't know the R's and S's.
R's and S's.
You said you mind their P's and Q's, right?
So
okay, then maybe A's the and B's too.
A's
and B's, the T's and A's.
We don't mind the P's and Q's. That's what happens.
Y'all niggas just throwing letters out here like fucking Wheel of Fortune.
You get thrown the fuck out and banned.
No, I'm saying like what would constitute that?
Oh, let's see, violating someone's consent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the biggest one. Violating someone's damn consent, touching someone without consent.
So is there some kinks here that you guys just don't condone or?
So right now, okay. Maybe I shouldn't say this. I'm gonna say it.
Say it.
So right now, Blackfire is not equipped to handle water sports. For those who don't know, water sports is when you piss on somebody.
All right. Okay.
So right now, we're not equipped to, you know, participate or engage in water sports.
Because I saw the potty seat.
Simps.
Ah, see.
Simps meaning a submissive man.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? That has a different meaning on the street.
It does.
Yes.
What is different meaning
what does it mean on the
it's
street?
Kind of the same thing.
No, right. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's a diagram. It matches in the middle a little bit. Like a
pretty much,
somebody's like, they always shelling out money for a girl, but they never fuck.
Okay. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Same thing.
But okay.
For me, a simp is just a short version for a submissive man.
Right.
Not necessarily someone who pays me money, just a submissive
man. No, but, you know.
So,
you can have a seat.
Yeah, have a seat.
Stay a while.
No, I don't want to stay a while. I'm supposed to be hosting, guys.
You are hosting.
Right. We also need you to promote for a moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just give a couple lovely jewels and then let's send you on your way.
So, what would you define yourself as? Like, what is your thing? I know goddess is one, but do you have like a whole line? Like, Nature Girl had like a whole list of things.
She did. It's like 12 deep.
Right.
Damn. Okay. Well, no. So I'm gonna keep it simple.
Right. She was God. She was Thanos.
Everybody. The whole Jesus.
I'm not commenting on any of that. I don't know about all those different titles and shit.
Who are you, Vanity?
I am a goddess.
Who are you?
Okay. And I am a brat.
Okay.
Specifically, I am a bratty slave.
Okay. So what does that mean now?
I wonder how that goes together.
Okay. So let's break it down. Right. What is a brat? Do you guys know what a brat is?
No.
Nope.
Somebody just wants to be spoiled, right? Maybe.
I mean, that's a vanilla definition. I mean, I am a brat in the vanilla world, too. But a brat in the BDSM world is just like a feisty submissive who likes to challenge their dom.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So not, okay. So a lot of people.
I can see that in you.
I'm a brat. Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
I'm going to submit, but I'm going to challenge your ass, too.
Okay.
Can't keep it simple.
No, I mean, come on.
Gotta be spicy.
Yes,
gotta be spicy. Muy caliente.
You say what?
Muy caliente.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Very spicy.
And so a slave, I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory. So a slave is someone who's very subservient, someone who enjoys taking care and catering to their master, you know, waiting on them hand and foot, you know, being nude and just being a toy, being molded.
Okay.
So then you put those two together. Mm. Basically, it's like, I'm going to do what you want me to do, but I'm going to talk shit while I do it.
Yeah.
And of course, I know I'm very well aware of the consequences. Had some reefer tonight, y'all. Yes. So, there you go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Well explained.
Okay.
Right.
Y'all just high as fuck. That's why it makes sense.
We kind of smart, you know.
Well, I didn't know that I was. Okay. All right, didn't I explain that well enough? All right, cool.
We get it.
right.
So how long have you been in the lifestyle, or you've been practicing, or?
So this is going to sound really weird, but I first came into like the kink scene when I was a teenager, and it really started with just like fetish wear, wearing collars and shopping at fucking Hot Topic.
Right.
And then when I was 18, I had my very first submissive. Okay. Who was a chick? Who was a chick?
Okay.
Oh, we were together, shit, off and on for about 9 years.
Wow.
Her lips are tattooed on my shoulder and mine are on hers.
Okay.
Yes.
And y'all still keep in touch?
Yeah. She's a collared submissive too.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So how is it that?
Wait, what's a collared submissive? I'm sorry, because you slipped that in there.
Oh, and damn. See, that's...
Look, because this is all new to me. So, you're like, I for me, I know I'm more of a, like, a hedonistic exhibitionist. But
oh, so you just like to show everybody what you're working with.
Well, you know, I'm also a performer. Like, I'm a performer, so performing kind of in public performer? Turns me on.
What
like,
kind of performer?
I'm still exploring it for, like... I don't know yet. I don't know. And this is, you know, I'm still exploring that. I'm still exploring that with, you know, my fiance and stuff. We do go to different things. I was trying to bring her tonight, but she wasn't really feeling well. So
you kind of like beating around the bush a little bit. You're not telling us exactly what you like to get into.
He's learning.
Yeah,
come on. I just admitted that I fucking like to piss all over simps. I mean, come on.
I haven't pissed on it. No, I've pissed on somebody. I've done a lot of shit. Like, I just, you know what? I like,
I've never done that before.
I like being in a dominant position in public sex.
Okay.
Like, the more people that see me, the better I'm going to
perform. The better you perform.
Like, yeah, like, I feel, because it made me feel like, yo, nigga showed up to the game for a nigga. I'm about to ball the fuck out.
Why are you looking like, yeah, I'm like that. Like, that's how you get out
with that. Like, I know that about me, okay. But, you know, I want to expand on that. Like, you can't be the nigga fucking in public forever. Like, no. You know, so... And cars ain't that big no more. I'm over 6 feet. Like, this shit don't really be.
Man, you gotta get you one of them Grand Wagoneers or some shit.
Fuck that fucking station wagon. I already got a dad bed. Oh, that's a station wagon? I'm cool. Yeah, it's just a station wagon.
That's why I got the boy boy.
Yeah, well.
You got the what? What was that hand movement to? The what? Since you want to talk about my hand movement.
I just got me a truck so I can do my
thing. Oh, so you in the bed of the truck, huh?
Yeah, on the back seat. Whatever. It's big enough.
I ain't going that route. I need space.
Gotta get a fucking pickup truck, bro.
Yep.
I don't need a pickup truck.
4x4.
I'll give
get
a
her done.
It, I don't care.
Get her done.
Look, yeah, I don't fuck up everywhere. It don't fucking matter.
It's okay.
I don't got a head in the fucking restaurant.
What?
The fucking booth.
What motherfucking restaurant was this?
Shit. Got some, at a club. Got some pussy in the club.
I mean, okay, that's not far-fetched, but I want to know what restaurant you were at.
Red Lobster.
Say Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. The place with the cheddar biscuits.
Cheddar, you take a bitch for cheddar bay biscuits.
Cheddar bay biscuits.
Cheddar biscuits?
Hell yeah, man. We was young, you know.
Oh, you were, I thought you did this shit recently.
That's yeah. Now you got to take them to, like, fucking Ocean Prime. You want to get domed off at Ocean Prime. Hey, real talk, there's this restaurant, McCormick and Schmick's. I kid you not.
Okay.
So there's one chick that I used to fuck, the Italian Dominican chick from Jersey. I used to fuck with her. I took her to McCormick and Schmick's, and they got curtain booths, like it's private booths and shit. Nigga, she wrote a nigga crazy in that bitch, dog. Stupid off the lobster bisque.
So you like the vibrating, like the wireless vibrating insertable goodies.
I've done
wear.
The vibrating panties. I've definitely done that right shit. There. That shit fun as hell. That shit fun as hell.
My friend just bought one.
That's the shit.
I'm gonna use it on her pretty soon. I can't wait.
That's the shit.
Yeah,
we'll see you tomorrow. Though
I have a question. How is it that you are a goddess and a and submissive at the same time? How does that work? Are you
so like usually people would say I would be a switch, but I fucking hate that term. To me, like I don't like switch. We're not gonna get into that because I could go on and on and on for hours about switches. But for me, the way I identify and the way that I play, if I were to have a slave, so I would have a slave and then I would have a master.
Okay.
So there is no we're not exchanging power. So power only flows in one fucking direction. So I could never submit to somebody who submits to me. Correct. That does not fucking work for me.
Right.
No. Yeah, that's a joke.
So you submit to somebody who does not submit to you, but then you also have your submissive.
Yep.
So you get your power as you submit at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. Yeah, it can't be the same person.
Right.
No,
no, of course
not.
Yeah.
But what if that person's a
Well, see, I'm okay with other people identifying as switches. It's just not for Vanity Vixen. It just doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if the person that, let's say the person that you're in a relationship with is a switch,
mm-hmm.
would that be something that you would try to get behind, or do you still need to have that unilateral flow of power?
Now, when he switched back over to the sub, he could fuck with it. He switched over to the dom, he was somebody else.
So here's the thing, right? So switches, right, are submissive and dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Submissive men, I'm sorry, switch men, they immediately submit to me. Like, there is, like, they try to top me or dominate me. It just doesn't work out because once we start, you know, talking, they come right down where they're supposed to be. So switch men can't top me.
Okay, now. Okay, now. Okay, now.
I like that try.
Right, yeah. Hey.
Stand on business.
Stand on business.
Ten toes. Okay. Okay. You can't top me, nigga.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
Okay, man. Okay.
Stay on your knees where you belong, Sam.
Wow.
Got you.
Okay.
Any respect. Other questions, guys? I gotta go back to hosting.
Now, respect.
Thank you for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We'll have you back. Don't worry.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. That's great. Well, that was fun.
Bro, like, we're enlightening on the lifestyle.
You know, I think. It's just risen out.
Yeah, man.
Risen out.
So, Doug, I guess if we could jump into our slated topics until we have some more drop-ins.
Yeah, we should go through some things. What we got?
Hey, so, obviously, we're behind a week, so we're going to breeze through some shit.
Okay.
Chris Breezy through some shit.
Okay.
Ah, threw it in there.
Yeah.
This nigga officially got kicked out the All-Star game, which was trash any fucking way.
Cool, Breezy?
Yeah.
What happened, Breezy?
Because they said... because of Rihanna from 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So they said that Ruffles didn't want this nigga at the All-Star game, but apparently Ruffles was like, hell to the nah. They went to every fucking blog. Every time one of the blogs was saying Ruffles did, so they went there and was like, nope.
That's a whole ass shit. What the fuck?
But I think they had something to do with this shit.
Right. Yeah.
Because, nigga, nobody eat Ruffles. They got to create some controversy.
Nobody eat Ruffles.
Right. Ruffles, dog. You gotta try to find a fan base somewhere, my nigga.
Ruffles ain't bad.
I ain't never seen you buy Ruffles. I believe there have been a litany of parties.
I've never bought no fucking Ruffles though.
Huh?
I've never bought no fucking
Ruffles. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
I just said that.
You buy Lay's.
I just said I bought them.
But you don't buy them.
They're not bad though.
He's bought them before.
Yeah, a lot of things ain't bad. But you don't buy them.
Chips are chips sometimes, dog.
Chips,
fuck, man.
Chips are chips.
Nah, dog.
I don't buy chips. Who fucking cares? Chips
are not chips. All the time.
Not all the time, no.
Ruffles suck.
All right.
It's the ridges for me.
Okay. The Ruffle ridges are just too ridgy.
What kind of have? They have the barbecue and they have like...
I like the
thicker... And the chip is thick as hell.
I like a thicker chip.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Of course you do.
Just saying. You know, especially when you put the hot sauce on the shit.
That's why I fuck with the kettle.
Yeah.
Kettle one, you know.
Crunchier. You
know, crunchier, right, yeah.
I fuck with Lay's originals. Lay's
are too fucking...
They salty in a bitch.
It's mighty delicious.
It's even chips.
Nah, them bitches is salty as hell,
it's
man.
So fucking thin. You know, yeah. It's salty as fuck. Up.
You just got a bag full of dust.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bag full of dust.
This is delicious.
You put the hot sauce on all flimsy and shit.
I don't put hot sauce on my chips.
What kind of nigga is you?
A nigga that don't put hot sauce, there's enough salt on my chips. I don't need hot sauce.
So I fucking saw my sister do this shit when I was younger. And I said, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And I forgot if she's been around the way a little bit more. Than, you know, I'm like, that was the most nigger shit I've ever seen. You're putting hot sauce on some Lay's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I put hot sauce on everything. I put that shit on all my chips. Nigga, I put hot sauce on hot chips. Nigga, I bullshit you not. Give me some Better Made hot
Lay's hot chips. This nigga's stomach be fucked up right now because of the shit that you eat.
I put hot sauce on Better Made hot chips. Yes, I do.
Bro, that's a lot of badness going on.
A lot of sodium.
I don't do it often.
Yes.
I don't do it often, okay? I don't do it often.
Do it often enough that you're defending it, nigga.
Nigga, I can defend it all fucking way, nigga. Fuck, I dip my fries and fucking these Frosties too, nigga.
Hey, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Barbecue sauce.
You too.
Detroit
drive safe. Here we go. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I dip my. You probably say that shit weird too, shit. Right?
What?
Dip your fries in your Wendy's Frosties.
In the Wendy's Frosties?
I don't like Wendy's Frosties.
See, I feel you on that shit, but
I don't like it. Bro. No.
Y'all ever seen the Donald Trump shoes?
Nigga, them bitches is cold.
I'm about to get this shit, dog. I'm about to get this shit. Them niggas look like the Usain Bolts. I'm about to get them shits.
Them bitches cold and hey. Wrong and inappropriate at the same time, dog.
I'll put it this way. I'm going to buy a pair of them shits. I'm going to go to a Trump rally and get this nigga to sign my motherfucking Trump shoes. And then I'm going to put them shits on eBay for about $100,000.
You better hurry up and buy them, though.
Sold out already.
I'll get another pair.
It could be, yeah. It could be.
If you get a signed
pair. Who's that red bottom company?
Louboutin.
Nigga, if you get a pair of Trumps signed by Donald Trump, them shits going to be worth tens of thousands of dollars, dog.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can dig that.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
I'm about to have some other people come in and they want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They're cool. Well, yeah, I definitely rock them shits. I rock the gold ones. The other white ones, them bitches booty.
Yeah, the gold ones is cold. They cold. Yeah. I can't.
But the red bottoms are kind of cold, though. Yeah. I rock them.
But yeah. I buy them. Just to sell them.
But it was the analyst on some news media outlet, and he said Trump may get more black voters because black people love sneakers.
The sad part about it, he believe that shit.
Right. The sad part about it is he right. If he would have came out with Jordan branded Trumps,
right?
Like, look, niggas like Louboutins. But niggas don't buy Louboutins like that. Like, niggas buy Louboutins.
Right.
We came out with some Jordan Trumps. Nigga, I caught them shits. Sneaker drop. Boom, got them.
You'd never got them.
Watch.
You'd have paid top dollar.
You'd have put that shit in the group chat like, yo, niggas, the Trump Air Jordan ones. It's coming out. They got MAGA on the back. Jordan jumping over the MAGA on the back.
That'd be the worst shit ever. That's the worst shit ever.
Tell me. I swear to God.
That's some very disrespectful shit, bro.
Tell me what about this. You know Michael Jordan, Republican. He's a registered Republican.
Mad expensive.
Jordan and Trump
on sneakers before.
That'd be terrible.
How much was those?
Huh?
How much were those?
$210.
If the Trump Jordans came in at $250.
Yeah, maybe.
With Jordan jumping over the MAGA.
Maybe. I need them all black fives to be like $400.
So that's what I'm saying. So the Trumps is $400. The Louboutin Trumps is $400.
Yeah.
Duh, you get them signed by Trump. You put their shits on eBay, whether this nigga get president again or locked up.
I got you.
This shit's going to be crazy.
I wouldn't rock them. I'd buy them, but I wouldn't rock them.
Yeah, I can't wear them. Yeah. I can't wear them. Yeah. But I'm going to tell niggas I got them. It's a flex.
Yeah.
It's definitely a flex.
Yeah, it is.
It's a flex, though.
Even the ones out now. I'll buy them. I wouldn't wear them, though. No.
Cold.
That shit. That's like some shit you made in fucking kindergarten class.
Right.
Making your own white sneakers. We're gonna pay them to have fun. He's like, you know what? I love America and I love gold, nigga.
All golden shoes,
nigga. This, you know, he need to bring back Trinidad James, nigga.
That's
gold all of my chain.
Right.
Gold all of my chain.
I smoked that whole little fucking thing, and I'm high as a motherfucking guy, bro.
Did you hear about how they use an AI in porn?
How they gonna use AI in porn?
What the fuck?
Yeah, so this is crazy shit, right?
It's infiltrating everything.
So programs are being developed that only require like a couple text commands to generate like full-length, realistic looking movie. So they basically is paying somebody for their face, an AI in the body, and just using their shit to make AI porn.
That is gonna be mad weird, dog.
Yo, but you've seen Halo, right?
Yeah.
Not the Paramount one, but the Hulu version.
Yeah.
It's just all AI.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. So that's what, and niggas been beating off the hentai for decades.
Yeah.
So to be doing it to AI is not that far of a stretch.
I just say this shit's mad weird, son.
Imagine when they start doing
it. You can't fucking jail anyway.
But do the human hentai AI shit? That shit's gonna be crazy when the bitch look like motherfucking Pinky because she got 8 tentacles coming out of her pussy, dog. Like, she's gonna be bananas. I don't even watch hentai, but I'm gonna watch that shit. I'm definitely gonna watch that shit.
I don't need to see that.
I do. I need to see that shit.
I don't need to see it, dog. You know, I don't need to see that. My soul cannot handle that.
Tell you what, watch that shit, okay. CT. Tell you what, watch it. You not gonna watch Pinky Hentai AI. She like, fuck it. Like, say she fucking.
Say that shit 10 times fast, motherfucker.
Okay. Pinky Hentai AI. I'm gonna keep doing this shit, nigga. She the AI fucking. Some other AI nigga, and then all of a sudden the fucking vagina turns into 8 tentacles and a vagina, and she's still going. And this is like, I'm gonna want to see. I've never seen this shit ever like this.
Your whole fucking body,
nigga. For the same reason, I went to see Transformers in the movie because I saw it as a cartoon as a child, and I went to see that live action.
That's
the same shit.
That's the same shit. Different, dog.
It's not vastly different.
Yes, it is.
It is weird.
Your meat is consumed by the vagina. Different.
And then, so here's the fucked up part. Here's the more fucked up part. Because the person that, so they paying people, so they, let's say I'm buying your likeness for the AI porn.
Just for the face, porn. Though.
Yeah.
No, they sell, first they sell them their whole body and shit.
Okay.
They're selling their whole body for the flat fee.
Yeah.
And then they're, but they're only getting it once and they're not getting any residuals or the subscription or nothing. So they sell their whole body for like $1,000.
Who's going to do that?
$1,000.
Who's going to do that?
All of them.
No, they're not.
They are doing it.
For $1,000?
They're not doing that, though.
I'm telling
they can use your face. That alone.
They make 30,000 movies, right. And they only got 100. You only getting $1,000.
Here's one of the AIs right here. Tell me she don't look real. Tell me she don't look real.
Let me see damn thing.
Good catch.
Yeah, she
looks
fake as hell, nigga.
Oh, fuck out of it. All right, bro. She looks just like every other girl on Instagram.
She do.
Every other girl on Instagram.
Fake as hell. Oh, that shit fake, son.
All right, I mean, everything on Instagram is fake, but I'm just saying.
She looked like a real person that was airbrushed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so if this is what the fucking AI is... Motherfucker, you could have been beaten off to this shit on Pornhub from since last year and wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
You might not even know because you don't care. It's titties.
I don't do those things.
You a liar.
I don't go to Pornhub.
He said, I'll go to Pornhub. That's the answer. I just don't use Pornhub.
I don't do those things, man. I gave that shit up.
I gave it up for lit.
I gave that shit up, man, a couple years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd never give it up. You never know where you need to knock one out.
Hey, shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit, nigga.
Hey, my teacher's old.
Hey,
right. I said, now there's a pussy available. Shame. You got to knock pussy out.
There's no shaming going on over here.
What else you got, man? So,
$1,000
hentai porn, hentai AI.
$1,000.
No guy.
So did you see fucking Benzino getting emotional and shit?
That shit was funny as fuck, dog.
I can fucking yell about, bro.
My man started off hard to the motherfucking dog.
Why doesn't my daughter love me?
Fuck him up. Fuck all that. Man, I ain't got no problem with that, man.
That shit is funny as hell, bro. I didn't have much respect for him in the first place as an artist. But after seeing that shit, I lost like a lot of respect for him as a man.
Right. Like dog, you have to stand on that shit.
Yeah, dog, like you don't have to keep talking about this nigga because he's not talking about you.
It's like nobody. Here this nigga go, Eminem. Yep. Nigga, nobody's talking about this shit no more. Dog. You got murdered in the 90s, B. Like, why are you still talking about this shit, dog?
Let's talk about the source. What was his name? Source. Don Diva. He also did Don Diva.
He didn't have Don Diva.
He was he contributed to Don Diva, dog.
I find that hard to believe. I'm not gonna say you live. I just
I was just saying financially, he didn't like write shit.
That is terrible.
Benzino.
He's just terrible. Dog, when that motherfucker separate hit that nigga with the Benzino dog, nigga. Oh my god, nigga.
All right, man. Shout out to Eminem. So we got this chick named Jasmine Moss. She going to jail because she posted pictures on Facebook of her 5-year-old giving naked adults wax bikini, like bikini waxes.
The fuck?
Yeah, she's crazy as hell. Hold on, bro. What? Yeah, so in the pictures, the girl is seen giving bikini waxes to several adults. And then the mom bragged online that her daughter has already earned $700 on at least 24 customers at the age of 6. After several complaints, the lady got arrested the day after Valentine's.
Okay, you said several. I know several can be any number.
So they're posting this shit on Facebook. She probably didn't
put the cream on after ripping all the fucking hair out there. I'll tell you, you can't just go around ripping assholes.
Who the fuck are these 24 people that let a 7-year-old?
Six-year-old.
24 people that let a 6-year-old. Wax they shit.
It depends. And this is going to
say. That's what I want. That's the first, that first and foremost.
How inappropriate is that, though?
It's like 26 people need to be going to jail.
Because I'm telling you right now, first of all, there's 24 pedophiles.
I'm right. I'm for sure.
I would say this. If I would have seen her name as Jasmine Moss, I'd have assumed that this little girl is Asian. And I know this sounds racist, but they be having, when you go get manicures and shit, the little kids be in there running around, learning the craft and shit. They do. Now, this is some other shit.
Yeah, but how many 5-year-olds you see sitting at the damn manicure station talking about, you want some number 5? You know what I'm
saying? I don't want to put... Nobody in Michigan. Nobody in Michigan. But I have seen that shit in New York. I've definitely seen that shit in New York, dog. little kids like, ooh, you're nasty. Like, I'm telling you, this... They might not be 5, but she'd be like 11.
Let's digress. Okay.
I'm just telling you what the fuck. I'm telling you what the fuck happened.
Right.
All right.
Saying, 25 people need to be going to jail.
That's foul. Okay.
So
what the fuck?
That's fucked up.
So there's this nigga named.
Watch my damn car. You talking about rip some hair off your coochie? What the fuck?
So
Mommy, I don't want to do this.
Yank it, motherfucker!
My thing is like, the worst part about this shit is you did 24 customers and got $700. Nigga, that is terrible. That's terrible price. $35, $40 a head to get $700. This is a fucking pedophile.
Motherfucker, I ain't paying no 6-year-old $75. I don't know how to do it right.
You know goddamn well that motherfucker said, oh, a kid's gonna do it.
All right,
only
$40.
All right,
that's what I say.
So that means the fucking mom is a bad manager because she's setting the fucking prices. No,
what? This is right. That's why I'm mad at the mom. That's why you didn't capitalize.
She fucked up.
Right? This illegal fuck shit.
She
no, wait a minute.
$200 of fucking wax.
Yeah.
Because clearly you out here on some other shit. $200 a wax, and I'm not publicizing this shit. You tell anybody, I fucking ruin your life. I'm taking a picture. I'm taking a picture right now with my kid's hand up your ass with the strip of wax. Smile. Say no,
hold on, but first off,
$250
fucking kid ain't even strong enough to pull the shit. No, that's got to be the worst experience ever, man.
It probably got stuck a lot of times.
You know what I'm saying? It sounds horrible to me.
All around
is bad fucking news. You hear me?
It's like trying to rip the thing out of the Amazon box.
Shit
don't come off all the way.
Okay, that's in this one right now. Okay, next.
Yeah, this is too emotional.
This lady is going to jail, dog. Yeah. She is going to fucking jail.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
I got this nigga from Florida.
My friend's from Florida.
His name is Steven Padgett. He's 57.
Yep.
This is why I don't fuck with Target in the first place. All these weirdos at Target, like high class weirdos. So this nigga's out here watching videos on his phone, beating off in front of Target.
The fuck?
He was routinely following girls and their parents, and when the parents weren't looking, this nigga was trying to get the girls' attention so he could beat off in front of the girls.
Man, Florida, that's all I can say
about that. Man. He then proceeded to get his ass handed to him by some of the parents in the store.
Like, I don't know why.
He got his ass whooped in the fucking Target as he's out here flashing.
Well, first of all, I don't know why he didn't get his ass whooped the first time he did that shit.
Like, sometimes I don't think niggas really realize what the fuck happened, because you like, look, did I see a dick? This nigga just...
No, I'm sure somebody came in the store and said, look, somebody outside doing X, Y, Z.
I'm sure, right.
Target. I'm going out there whooping his ass, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm whooping nobody's ass for Target money.
I ain't whooping ass for Target. I'm whooping ass because you out there showing your dick to little girls, dog. That's why I'm whooping your ass.
Because you're getting Target money. First of all,
Target money.
Company policy for you to go off company property outside the doors to address any person outside.
I'm off the clock, son.
Then you're really going to get fired, Craig. Okay, because you go get fired on your day off.
They gotta fire me first.
They gotta fire you.
We don't know that.
I absolutely 1,000% know that.
We don't know that.
I got fired from a job.
You got fired for somebody that was stealing.
Same thing.
No,
that's close enough.
It's not the same thing.
It's exactly why Craig got fired.
that's akin to sexual assault, man.
It's sexual mischief.
Yeah.
I'm gonna whoop your ass, all right? That's just it, right?
No.
I'm gonna whoop your ass, all right? That's just, I'm sorry.
No, you should get fired, but it should be, that's it.
Yeah. I get fired, and I get rehired the same day, nigga.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
But no, you know.
No charges.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So we got this teenager in Georgia. He's 19. I think his name is Trey Brown. He scammed Kroger out of $980,000. I didn't know Kroger had that kind of bread to be scammed on, at least. You know what I mean? Detectives believe he created over 40 returns for non-existent items, ranging from $75 to over $87,000 in grocery stores' inventory systems. Returned the items and placed the refund on his own credit cards using the store register. Hey, why didn't you just run? Like, yeah, we got the money. Let's be out.
Right.
Don't stay in Florida or Georgia. Don't stay in Georia.
Florida. That's all I can say.
He's in Georgia. He's in Georgia. You got $980,000 scamming Kroger. Nigga, leave.
Pretty much.
Leave. Clearly, you're smart enough that you could probably run this scam in another state.
You think he still got the money?
No, he in jail.
No, I'm talking about, did you think when he got caught, how much money do you think he still had?
Dog.
He's scamming. Scammers ain't smart, dog. Scammers buy shit, dog.
Right.
He wouldn't have been buy shit.
Right.
I feel like he had to do this in like two days.
Hold on, you in Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to the strip club, dog.
You bought out of jail.
Yeah, absolutely. He fucked his favorite stripper.
He did.
He absolutely
that
did.
That was half of it right there. Then he, you know what I'm saying? He ain't doing it all by himself, so you got to...
Wait, he only 19. He can't get in the strip club. He got to be 21.
That motherfucker got hundreds of thousands of dollars. You get in the fucking strip club. I was getting in the strip club before I was 21. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Because y'all can go to Canada.
No, it was here. It was inside the city, dog. What are you talking about? Man, I was 16, 17, going to the strip club,
that's
man.
That's because you look 87. That's because you look 87, nigga. Shut up. This nigga looked like he's been 42 since 14.
This nigga went to his first strip club last year, though. He just was able to get in. Nigga 44 still can't get in.
Let's get that beard.
That's true.
It's just not growing in now.
Right. it's always patchy, though. I can't do nothing with it, man. It's the best I got.
Not growing in.
Take me as I am.
Give me some cigarillos, man.
Oh, fuck out of it.
quick topic, not even topic, just mention Steph and Aisha Curry having a fourth kid. Okay. Fuck that nigga. Okay. His Aisha Curry funny looking. Y'all seen Cam Newton in that fight?
Cam Newton's handling them boys.
Nah, he beat up three niggas at the same time.
All three of them.
Right.
Then they get on the fucking interviews and try to talk shit. Like, yo, he was talking shit all season. Nick,
so what?
Like, y'all rushed dude, and he ain't even whoop you. He just held you up like some little boys and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you motherfuckers cut that shit out.
It's like motherfuckers swinging at hand and he holding your head. Right. Like,
you motherfuckers cut that shit out.
Bruh, I'm like...
Oh shit! Like, he was grabbing
it. And all this was over. What?
Because they said he was talking shit.
No, he was grabbing them motherfuckers up like your parents grab you when you're at the store. He tell you to come on.
Yeah.
Get your ass over here. Calm down, nigga. Told you, calm down. Right by the back of the neck. On that motherfucker, get your motherfucker.
Huh, the crazy part is,
you got that dog like that too. Bitch, get your ass over here.
My thing is, Cam Newton is like 6'6", 250.
He's a big guy.
Solid. He been pushing off men that's 6'6", 350.
Yeah.
Regularly. Get off me, bro. Run it through. Go. Dog, you come up here like 5'8", 165. Come on, man. If he had more hands, he'd have choked up more niggas. Like, right. That's how crazy this shit was, bro.
All I know is that he had three motherfuckers, but he only got two arms.
That was true. He had two arms and one hand. And it looked like one dude was on his leg, like a little kid getting dragged on one leg. It was just,
motherfucking fancy head ain't even fall off.
But
his fancy head did not fall off.
That's a good point. His fucking Mary Poppins hat did not fall off at any point in time. They didn't even mess up the scarf.
It did.
He sunned it. You know, he sunned him.
That's crazy.
He fucking sunned his ass. Memphis
too.
And it was. You ever seen somebody get beat up who think they won?
Yeah.
These them niggas. It's them niggas right there.
All three of them thought they won.
All three of y'all. All three of y'all. Put some respect on Cam Newton's name. All three of y'all.
That's a big motherfucker, though, bro. That's a big motherfucker.
That motherfucker treated y'all like Muppet babies.
And he's smiling the whole time. Like, he wasn't even mad, dog.
And then the one motherfucker who had a chance to actually sneak him missed.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Like, Cam wasn't even cussing them niggas out. Like, he was just.
Right. He's just talking to a grown man, boys. They got offended. Like,
whoa, now. Y'all, come on now.
He's like, calm down. Just relax, bro.
Hey.
All right, we grab him. To both of y'all, calm down.
That sounds like a father watching some kids. Hey.
Right.
The kids. Hey. Hey, what y'all doing there?
Don't sit your ass down, man.
Right. I always come over here with this nonsense.
I'm being that toilet over there.
Not being that toilet.
All right, man. Shout out to Cam Newton for beating these motherfuckers up. Even though this shit should never happen, dog. Like,
no, is that his
quarterback helping kids out?
His camp,
right? Yeah. It's a 707 camp.
So grown motherfuckers.
No, it's kids.
Right, kids, right. The grown motherfuckers felt like they was in their feelings.
Yes.
Over some bullshit. Over
some bullshit that don't matter.
Exactly.
That don't got nothing to do with the price of tea in China, dog.
And you bring that to where he's trying to impact the future of young kids. Hey, you know.
And then got your ass whooped. And got your ass whooped.
So yeah. He was trying to call in.
What? I didn't catch it. Then they got their ass whooped. Just a heads up, Macy's is closing 30% of their stores. Hopefully it's not the one by me because I like going there. It's convenient. I can get business and regular shit in one place. It's great. I will not get sneakers from Macy's. I will get dress shoes. Dress shoes, yes. Not sneakers.
I just get cologne.
They started selling Nike again.
Yeah?
Yeah, they started selling Nike again.
Yeah. They sell Nike at Kohl's, too.
Not the good shit, though. They don't never have the sweatsuits. I can't never find a full sweatsuit at Kohl's. We got the fuck? A tree throwing scam. Niggas be throwing trees?
What?
So somebody filed an $800,000 claim with the insurance company after saying they are 2017 car accident left her with constant pain in her back, neck, and thoracic spine. All right, first of all, producer, you're going to have to stop giving me these big words. I'm already fucked up. Thoracic? Like Thoracic Park?
Right.
Is this bitch a dinosaur?
The thoracic. Is it a muscle in your fucking leg?
She said
thoracic.
She said
joint
spine. It's a spine.
Even told us in your
it's a spinosaurus.
Oh, it's an actual animal.
Yeah. Oh, and she can't lift groceries, do chores, or play with her two kids. First of all, that just sounds like lazy. Sometimes I don't want to do that shit on Saturdays, and I don't have a broken back. I don't do grocery
shopping. Just disease in your back. Right.
Yeah. Thoracic. Oh, fuck it.
Right.
She also claims she's unable to work for 5 years. So $500,000 of her claim was for past wages and future wages. Future wages? How broke is this bitch? Past 5 years. Damn. You need future wages? There's only $500,000? She's probably making like 40 a year.
In 5 years?
That's crazy. The court dismissed her case after they found out she competed in a Christmas tree throwing contest in January.
You know, I saw a picture of that shit, dog. Yeah. Like, why the fuck is that a thing? And why the fuck would you even want to participate in that? Get your old ass down.
It's the same reason people throw midgets. Tell me, that shit's funny, though.
How is that funny? How the fuck do we get from Christmas trees to midgets?
Because neither one makes sense.
That's ridiculous.
One is funnier than the other. No, I've never seen anybody throw a midget.
Have you seen a midget toss?
No, I haven't seen him.
You've never seen
a little person toss?
You've never seen a little person lateral?
I have not, my good man.
What?
I have not.
Shit, it is a sight to behold. Remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
They used to throw out Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah.
There you go. I was like, the shit was hilarious when they threw out Jazzy Jeff. Imagine seeing somebody half that size getting tossed in a competition by somebody four times their size. To see who could throw his little ass the furthest.
It's terrible.
It's
terrible.
And look, it is different little people that get so, like, people find one that's more aerodynamic.
Oh, who's this?
And spin him around, toss him and shit.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. I'm telling you, just look it up on your phone one day. Just look it up.
What would you call that? Sizism?
Facebook, the little people signed up for it.
That's terrible.
They get paid, and then they just land in mud and shit.
I don't condone that. I can't watch that. No. I can't.
Of all the shit to not watch,
I can't watch that.
Yeah. Okay. Some of the videos in our group chat, we are all going to hell. Okay. And you gonna tell me you're not gonna watch?
That's why I no longer listen to rap music.
Bullshit.
In my car,
just listen to a whole DMX album on the radio. You was nodding your head.
I was riding.
You was nodding your head, though.
It was not in my fucking car.
But you were nodding your head in agreement.
When in Rome, you was the Romans.
I'm just saying. It's just funny.
Yeah. Hilarious.
All right, man.
Can't condone it, though.
So, last I got, so this Am I the Asshole shit.
This motherfucker agrees with me over here.
This was called He Stinks.
Okay. We got one. Gotcha.
I'm pausing this whole segment. My man's balls stink. They stink all the time. I feel like this is like a haiku or some shit.
Yeah. Okay.
I started taking showers with him to make sure he's cleaning his ass and they still stink. I've been avoiding giving him head for the last 5 months. I asked him to see a doctor. He says he's fine. Every time I look at him, all I can think about is his stinky balls. I'm not an asshole if I leave him.
I mean, shit, you can't be around no stinky ball ass motherfucker, dog. I could be around no stinky pussy ass, but I'm straight up. No, you know especially if I tell you, hey, look, your shit rank, and you like, nah, it's straight. Bitch, how you gonna tell me this shit straight? I'm the one down there, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it ain't right.
Pretty
you know
much. No, she is not the asshole. Like, she
you know that shit ain't right. When you sit down, right, that shit waft up.
Fuck yeah.
Nah, that shit ain't right, dog. You know what I mean?
Guardians of the Mist.
For every action, there's a reaction, right? So there you go. It's physics, all right?
Duh, you wild.
As soon as you sit down, the pussy waft up, you don't know that shit stink.
They gotta fucking know.
When they go to the bathroom, they shit wide open. So you go back, you know your shit stink. I'm sorry.
I would rather you just say, let's not fuck tonight, than you try to offer me some musty pussy.
Exactly.
Because once you offer me musty pussy, it's the last time you offer me anything.
It's like you always got musty pussy.
Yeah, I'm always going to this magic, yes, man. Yeah. And even previous times, I'd be like, that bitch is masking that shit. She's probably using that loony shit. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout.
First time.
Bitches that use loony. You're like 3-day deodorant. Right. Pussy.
Oh, yeah, that new shit that's out.
Yeah, that's.
The indoors motherfucker done taking showers.
Yes.
She water. Said, bitch, it's cool to have a sweaty pussy. Just spray Lumi on it. And you good. Oh, you just got finished hooping? Spray Lumi on it. Your boyfriend won't know the difference. He eats a pussy. What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm cool. Y'all niggas can have that shit. Y'all can have the Lumi
but
shit.
But I do agree that sober is not good for our bodies, though.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to find, you know what? Natural alternative to that. Person that gets, you know,
Square.
Yeah.
Powers. And no Bath and Body Works sprays. Like, what's 2024? It's 2024. Either you getting real perfume in the toilet. Not in the toilet. And not the fucking oils that the Muslims sell at Eastern Market.
Right.
It's too old for this shit. Them niggas been selling the same fucking cool water knockoff oil for 35 fucking calico catch. You know, all kinds of weird fucking names.
Right.
That and incense. We done with all of this shit, please.
You got this Chanel oil about it right here.
Stupid. Them shit stink.
Yeah.
Who's his stink?
You a fucking rash.
Yeah. If you still use the Bath and Body Works fucking lotions, please at least upgrade to Victoria's Secret. At least. I prefer non-essential shit.
It can't be the go-to.
Yeah.
Right. It can't be the go-to.
It's gotta be emergency shit in like your glove box.
It can be some daily shit. Like whatever. You know, but it can't, like, we going out, it can't be a go-to, dog. Like,
yeah.
It can't be, yo, I'm about to get sexy for you shit.
Nah, like, I'll be honest, like, you could use some unscented Dove lotion with me. I'm cool. Like, I don't need all these extra aromatics.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, spritz a little, the little Chloe perfume or some of those cute shit. I'm good. You come here to Bath and Body Works, I can smell that shit a mile away. It's apple crisp. I'm cool. Keep the apple crisp over there. All right. Keep apple crisp the fuck over there. Watermelon fresh.
That's a good bitch to fuck with back.
All that bullshit. But
she was like, "Ooh, I want that." Okay, go ahead. You know what you want, baby. She was like, "Buy two, get three free." I want some push like that.
I remember a girl asked me for a Bath and Body Works gift certificate one time for her birthday. I sent her a Yankee candle and never talked to her again.
It's been a
wrong gift. Didn't care.
You know, but my man's he wrong. He dead wrong.
For not cleaning his balls.
Yeah, he can't be walking around funky.
Every girl he talks to is going to say his balls suck.
Pause.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's fucked up.
My bad.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. She might as well go ahead and dip, dog, girl. She's going to be, sucking on garlic knots and shit.
All right, this one's called, is it just a garlic knots? is it just a fantasy? My friend's boyfriend and I were playing a confessions drinking game, first red flag. When we were really drunk, my boyfriend didn't want to do a dare, so he had to tell everyone a fantasy. He said he wanted to drug someone at a bar and fuck her while she's unconscious in the bathroom. It was awkward after that. It scared the hell out of me. I'm afraid to ask if he really felt that way. Should I run now or do lots of guys have fantasies but never act them out?
I mean, what the fuck? First off, man, like who?
Like, if that, even if that is your fantasy, like, why is that something you're going to tell your babe or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they were doing a drinking game.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. And then he got fucked up.
It's time to go. That motherfucker on some other shit case. John Wayne Gacy. he on some shit, dog. Right?
I agree.
Like, it's time to roll.
Yeah.
It's time to raise a body there, dog. Bro, she gonna be on the back of a milk carton.
She that ain't gonna be Joe from You.
Right.
Have you locked in the cage?
No, thank you.
Clear cage in the basement and a storage unit. That's what it was, a storage unit. Of all fucking places where nobody comes.
But why would you wanna drug a girl? Why would you wanna just fuck a lip body? Like, that's some, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, that's Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, she should run. She should probably call the police because I bet he's done it before.
Right. He's done that shit.
That's done that, right?
There's some
yeah.
cold cases with his right. semen on it. I pause. That's not a guarantee.
Man, that's not a fantasy, dude. That's a confession.
It's a confession for real. I'm like, wait, I thought we were playing Catholic Church. Not bad. Sorry. Catholic Church. I thought we were in a confession.
Just buying a drink. She ain't even know it. That's fucked up, man. Because I'll tell you one thing. Like, I don't like fucking chicks that's awake that's dead fish. That's what the fuck.
You're my goodness, bro.
Unconscious, babe.
No.
Frothing at the mouth or some shit. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, nah. How cool. Especially when she started, like, convulsing and shit.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Right?
Keep that nigga
I'm going to get you on top now.
Hey, keep that nigga away from the morgue.
He's got something going on, right? Yeah, exactly.
He's a necrophiliac, dog, yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's what the fuck he wanted. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Wow.
Hey, man.
That's all I got.
Everybody got their own, you know, my dukes. Yeah, you got it.
That's all you got.
That's all I got for you, man.
All right, man. Well, you know, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We want to thank everybody for participating.
Shout out to the Black Fire Club.
It's been fun, man. First, you know, it was fun.
15121 Mack Avenue, Detroit. Pull up. Every Friday, there's some sort of 420 event. Come check out the different kink rooms and kink dungeons that we have here.
You know, sign up on FetLife. So you can,
definitely sign up on FetLife so you can be abreast of all the events.
And be a part of them. You know,
right,
you
yeah.
can't just you walk know, in.
You know right, you can you actually know. Play in these rooms. Yeah. We got Golden out here chefing up different meals.
Right.
So it's definitely, if you get high and you get the munchies, you yeah, got food available.
Smooth. The drinks is on fire.
The drinks is definitely on point. I'm already finished mine.
And 420 friendly infused yes. cocktails. Yeah, man.
You got to pull up here. If you are into any kind of kink, at all, you are welcome here.
Yeah. But sign up on FetLife first.
Yeah. Don't pull up here naked.
Right. We'll get your ass beat.
All right.
One.
Good night.
Peace.
How long was that?